Proclamation number 5751, dated the August 21st, 1953. Free will. God's will. Divine order. I cannot force you humans to respect and be active according to my will. I can merely time and again inform you of the fact that only compliance with my will signifies a life within divine order, and that actions to the contrary will result in misery for you. And I truly do not fail to draw your attention to the consequences of a wrongly inclined will. You are beings with intellect and free will. However, your will remains wrongly directed as long as you don't make correct use of your intellect. I do not force the will, yet I repeatedly try to stimulate the intellect to deliberate on my will, which I reveal to people, for if I expect you to enter my will, I must also make my will known to you. And no one can really claim that this will of mine is unknown to him, for it was also placed into his heart. The human being can sense my will in him as it inspires him to do what is right and warns him against evil thoughts, intentions and actions. Yet I also send my messengers to people who shall bring my gospel to them, who shall proclaim my will, which only consists of loving God above all else and their neighbor as themselves, which thus means that a life of love will always be a life in divine order and the fulfillment of my will. However, the less people mentally try to adopt my will, the less attention they pay to the inner voice, the more necessary it becomes to proclaim my will, my word, my gospel to them, to bring my teaching of love to them, for they exist in a hardened or numbed state, caused by the influence of the earthly world. And from this state they must lovingly be aroused, they must be informed of the great danger such a state signifies for their souls, they must be guided into divine order again, which can still be achieved if a person, who moves within divine order himself, lovingly takes care of his fellow human beings. If he makes an effort to make my will known and my word accessible to them, people should not merely be shaken up from their sleep of death, but the path to life should be shown to them with kindness. For people are blind and no longer find it by themselves. And only those who resist, who don't want to let themselves be guided, should continue on their own paths. For they have free will and must also justify themselves for it one day. Yet as long as a human mouth is capable of speaking, he should preach with love and thus, as my representative, proclaim my teaching of love, and people will not be able to say that they had no knowledge of my will. I don't expect the fulfillment of my will without informing people of it. And as long as the earth exists, I will send my messengers into the world in order to spread my word. For this word of mine does not force the human being's will, but it can turn it in the right direction and save the person from the night of death. Amen.